أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. Today is the lesson number 4 for the Tajweed. And we already discussed the Shiddat and the Mad. And today we will talk about Islam. And Qasam. Iqlab, lughatan, the literal meaning of the word is to change. Qalb means, qalb and iqlab means to make a change. But istilahan, the definition of iqlab is that whenever noonun sakina, a sakin noon comes close to ba, the letter ba, what we do is that this noonun sakina is, when it gets closer to ba, we convert the noon into a mean. And this is called ikhlab. Whenever you find a noonun sakina, the sakin noon gets closer to the next letter after this is a ba, we do the ikhlab. The law of ikhlab will apply and we will convert the noonun sakina into a mean. This is called ikhlab in ilm al-tajweed. And examples of ikhlab are like anbiya. So we don't say anbiya, that's wrong. We don't say anbiya, we say anbiya. So you convert the noon into a mean because the next letter of the noon is a ba, and this noon is sakin. The noon and sakina, sakin noon is close to the letter ba, so the law of iqlab will apply and we will convert the noon into a mean. That's why you find in some of the Qur'ans, they have written a small mean on top of the noon to make you remember that the law of iqlab will apply. So you have to convert the noon into the mean here. Another example. Min ba'd. We don't say min ba'd. No, we don't say that. Min ba'd. We say min ba'd. There also they write a small mean to make you remember the law of iqlab. And the ulama of tajweed say the way how we say it is that you bring the when you are pronouncing, when you are here at this place, we are discussing at this place, how you pronounce this, how you pronounce this. We are talking about this segment, okay? So the ulama of tajweed say that you bring your two lips together because meem is a harfun shafawi or shafahi. We will learn very soon. Meem is a alphabet that you pronounce through the lips. So the ulama of tajweed say you bring the both of the lips together but you don't join the lips. You bring both the lips together but you don't join the lips, and major portion of the voice is nasalized. You take the voice out of the nose, the voice of gunna. You bring the noise of the voice from the nose. This is called the nasalized sound. which is equal to 2 harakat. Two fatha, for example, fatha plus fatha, or two dhamma plus dhamma, or two kasra plus kasra, two harakat. According to the stretch of two harakat, you bring the two lips together, but you don't join the lips, and major portion of the voice comes from the nose. It's a nasalized sound, and the stretch of the sound is equal to two harakat. Just like two fatha or two dhamma or two kasra. This is the stretch of the sound. And then, after this nasalized sound, then you pronounce the name. So this is how the description of Iqlab is in Ilm al-Tajweed. Anbiya mim ba'd. Okay, so this is about Iqlab. And now let's move forward to Qasr. Did we talk about Tanween in the previous class? Huh? Tanween? Is anybody of you making notes so we can see? Because we have different opinions now. No and yes. Did we discuss Tanween? You did that? Okay. Okay, let's move to Qasr then. We already did the mad, now we'll do the Qasr. The definition of Qasr is that, literally speaking, the Lughawi definition of the word is that to shorten something, to make something short. But the istilahi, the ta'rif and istilahi, the technical definition of the qasr in ilm al-tajweed is like this. Ibdal al-harakat al-tawila Ibdal al-harakat إبدال الحركة الطويلة بحركة قصيرة في القراءة فقط That means in the recitation only, in reading only, not in the writing. In the writing, you don't write it like that, but in the reading, you do like this qasr. I will explain it. إذا كانت الحركة الطويلة إذا كانت الحركة الطويلة في نهاية الكلمة عند حركة الطويلة is at the end of the word وكان الحرف الأول And the first letter, al-maqru, the first letter which is read, وكان الحرف الأول المقروء, the first red letter which is read from the word, من الكلمة, من الكلمة اللاحقة. The first letter from the preceding word, the next word, is sakin. Laha sakinan. The first letter from the preceding word is a sakin letter. So that's the definition, istilahi, technical definition in ilm al-tajweed for the law of qasr. The qanun of qasr says that you convert the harakatun tawila, and I will explain that, into a harakatun qasira fil qira'ati. That means in reading only. Not in the writing. In the writing you don't do that. Only in the reading you convert the harakatun tawila into harakatun qasira. When do we do that? إذا كانت الحركة الطويلة في نهاية الكلمة, when the حركة الطويلة is at the end of the word, and وكان الحرف الأول المقروء, and the first letter which is recited from the next word is ساكن. Okay, the example so you understand it. Changing the tawila harakat, and I'll explain that tawila and qasida. I will explain that the harakat which is tawila into the harakat which is qasida. These are terms, so I'm just writing it in the same way without translating it. Changing the tawila harakat into qasira harakat while reading. While reading it. That means not in the writing. In reading only, not in the writing. And this law is applying, is a kantalah, when this law applies when the tawila harakat, the tawila harakat is at the end of the word, and the first readable letter of the preceding word is sakin. The first readable letter of the preceding word is sakin. So now let's go to the example and you will learn it easily. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. So here the law of qasr will apply. So law of qasr says you convert the tawila harakat into a qasira harakat. So here is the example where the law of qasr is applying in this part. So here is the tawila harakat, that means there's a waw which has a sakin and there's a dhamma before it. So this is a harakatun tawila, a sakin letter, and before that there's a dhamma, a waw and there's a dhamma, or there's a ya, or there is a ya, and before that there is a kasra, or there is an alif, and before that there is a fatha. All these three are called harakatun tawila. These are the elongated harakat. So this harakat you have to stretch further because the next letter waw is the big vowel and dhamma is the short vowel which is harmonious to the same waw. And ya is the big vowel and kasra is the short vowel and those are harmonious in their voice. And alif is the big vowel and fatha is the short vowel and they are harmonious in the voice. So there the voice will be elongated. The elongated voice is called harakatun tawila. As compared to harakatun qasira, which is like any other, you know, harakatun qasira where the voice is not elongated, it's just a regular harakat, you know. The ayn has a fatha on it, so this is a regular harakat of fatha, you know. Or zal has a dhamma on it, this is a regular harakat of dhamma. This is a, with this called, we call it harakatun qasira, the shortened harakat. This is a regular harakat. So what we do, despite the fact that there is a harakatun tawila, that means there is a waw with a sakin, and before that there is, must be a dhamma, or there is a ya with a sakin, and before that there is a kasra, or there is an alif with a sakin, and before that there is a fatha. So it is a harakatun tawila, but then you convert it into a harakatun qasira. You read it like a harakatun qasira in reading only, while reading it, not in writing. You don't change the text. It's written in the same way, but in reading, you convert it. So here is the example. Here is the harakatun qasira. A waw with a sakin, and before that, there is a dhamma. So this is harakatun qasira. Harakatun tawila. Sorry, this is harakatun tawila. Now we convert it, we don't change the text. In the writing, we don't change it. But in the reading, we convert this harakatun tawila into harakatun qasira. So what would happen in the harakatun qasira? You ignore this. You just read it like a lamma on the qaf, just like a harakatun qasira. Okay? Now you will read it as fazuqul azaba. Fazuqul azaba. You won't say fazuqul azaba. You don't do that. You don't say fazuqul azaba. Because the law of qasr is applied. Qa'idatul qasr. Is it okay? We have the qanun and qa'idah of qasr applying on that, so you don't read it as the harakatun tawira. You just read it like harakatun qasira. Is that okay? And this is going to happen, this law applies when the tawila harakat is at the end of the word. See, here the tawila harakat is at the end of the word. This is the end of the word. The tawila harakat is at the end. And the first readable letter of the preceding word is sakin. This is the preceding word. This is the next word. What is the first readable letter? This hamza is not red because it's a hamzatul wasl. It is not red. The first readable letter is lam, and that is sakin. Okay? So the law of qasr applies. Is it clear? The next example. Another example is of the qanun of qasr fil ard. Let's see whether it falls in the definition of the mawrid of the law of qasr or not. What is the mawrid? The mawrid is when the tawila harakat is at the end of the word. Here we find there is a harakatun tawila which is at the end of the word. Ya is sakin and before that there is a kasra. So this is a harakatun tawila and this is at the end of the word. This is one word, this is the second word, the end of this word. Isn't that right? So this harakatun tawila is falling at the end of the word. And the first readable letter of the preceding word is sakin. This is the preceding word, the next word. What is the first readable letter? This hamza is hamzatul wasl. It is not readable. It is not recited. The first readable is lam. And that is also sakin. So the law of qasr will apply. So we will not say fil ardi. We will say fil ardi. Okay? You don't say fil ardi. It's a fill arve. So you will drop this segment in the reading only, not in the text. You write it like this, you don't drop it in the text. But in reading you say, fill arve. That's how you read it. Fill arve. Is that okay? There are certain things which are not part of the law of qasr, but they are mulhaqat. They are things which are associated with the same law. Associated with the same law. So we will mention those things as well, because although examples of those mulhaqat of the law, things which are associated. Ana. The word ana in between the text is read as ana. Instead of reading it ana with the alif, you read it ana. Because this is part of the mulhaqat of the qanun al-qasr. Likewise, another of the mulhaqat is like, I'm going beyond that limit, let me write it here. So we read it like Ulaika, you just drop the vowel in qira'at. In reading, ulaika, as if there is no wow, you just drop it in reading. Another of the mulhaqat of qasr, those things which are connected to the same law, is ulate. So we will read this as ulate. As if there is no vowel. In the text we will write it, but in reading we will drop the vowel, because the law of qasr will apply here.
This is the same word.
Oh yeah, it's the same word. It's just it will be read in this way. Yeah, this is just only these, and these, only these 1, 2, and 3 words.
Oh, 3 words total.
Sorry? No, in this, it is always read like this. There is no exception. Likewise, ulate, always read like this. Now we move forward to Ishbaq.
Ishba. Ishba, literally, lughatan, it means feeding. You provide food to somebody, feeding someone. It's called Ishba. Feeding until it gets full. Here in Ilm al-Tajweed, istilahan, it means the istilahi definition is that ibdalul من الياء Ishba means ibdal harakat al harf al akhir. Harf al akhir means the last letter. You change the harakat of the last letter from kasra to ya and from dhamma to waw in reading only, not in writing. This is called ishba. I'll give you the example. Changing, let me write it in English. The harakat means kasra or the dhamma of the last letter into into the alphabet ya or wow, the alphabet wow, in reading only, not in the writing. Examples, we'll make it here. For example, the sahibihi. Here's the example. Actually, it was the sahibihi. But here, the harakat of the harf al-akhir, the last letter. Harakat of the last letter, this is the last letter. And the harakat is kasra. We change the kasra into a ya. So we change the kasra and we read it like a ya. That's why I wrote it like this. Chota, jo khada alif niche ki taraf hota. It's just like ya. It will be read like a ya. So we convert the kasra into a ya. Or a dhamma into a wow. Example of dhamma. Converting a dhamma into a waw is like innahu. Actually, it was like this, innahu. But because the law of ishba applies, so we convert this dhamma into a waw. We read it like a letter waw. So that's why we write the inverted dhamma, the upside down dhamma, which is equal to a waw. So that means upside down dhamma is a dhamma plus a dhamma.
So we read it like this Vamma, we change it, we do Ishba, we feed it further, 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 until you make it two Vammas, equal to one Vamma plus one Vamma, which is equal to a Vav. So you say it in the who, you read it like what? Lisahibihi. And in the who, you're reading it like in the who, right, like this. Lisahibihi.
You're reading it like a ha, like a ya, sahibihi, and in the who. So this is the law of Ishba. Remember that the law of Ishba applies when both sides, when before the zamir, this pronoun, he or who, this zamir, the pronoun, this is called the zamir and the pronoun. Both sides, when the harakat before the zamir, when the word before the zamir has a harakat, here in this case is a ba, in this case there is a noon before the pronoun, before the zamir there is a noon, and noon has a harakat on it. Before the zamir pronoun there is a ba, and ba has a harakat under it. So if the zamir before that there is a harakat, then the law of Ishba applies. If you find a zamir, but before that there is no harakat, the law of Ishba will not apply in that case. Like for example, the law of Ishba will not apply here, minhu, fihi. The law will not apply. We will not redo the ishba of this dhamma and not convert into a waw. We will just say it like a dhamma. We will not do the ishba of this kasra and convert it into a ya. We will just say it like a dhamma, like a kasra. Fihi minhu. Why? Because the letter before it,
this is noon, there is no harakat in the noon. It has a jazm. Likewise, the letter before the zamir pronoun is a ya, and it has a jazm. It has no harakat. Is that clear?
The law of ishba does not apply.
How much time do you have for the prayer?
Okay, so we will continue some of the mawarid which are without the ishba, and some of the three mawarid without ishba. We will continue with that, inshallah, in the next class. Sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Wow.